469. Jesus speaks to Barnabas of the law of love. 10th August 1946. It is pleasant to rest on the small tableland. But it is wise to descend to the valley while it is daylight, because it would be dark very early under the thick trees covering the mountain. Jesus is the first to get up, and he goes to freshen up his face, hands and feet in the tiny stream running from the little spring. He then calls his apostles, who are sleeping on the grass, and invites them to get ready to depart. And while they imitate him, one after the other, washing themselves in the cool brook, and filling their flasks at the fine stream flowing from the rock, he goes to the edge of the little meadow waiting for them near two age-old trees delimiting its eastern side, and he looks at the distant horizon. Philip is the first to join him, and looking in the same direction as his master, he says to him,
"This sight is beautiful. You are admiring it."
"Yes, but I was not looking only at its beauty."
"But what, then? Were you perhaps thinking of the time when Israel will be great, of those places beyond Lebanon and Orontes, which in the course of centuries vexed us, and are still distressing us, because the heart of the power which oppresses us through its ambassador resides there? The prophecies concerning them made by several prophets are terrible indeed. I will break Assyria in my country, I will crush him on my mountains. This is the hand stretched out against all the nations. And who will be able to hold it back? Damascus is going to cease to be a city, she will become a heap of ruins, such will be the lot of our plunderers." Isaiah speaks thus. And Jeremiah says, "I will light a fire inside the walls of Damascus, it shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad." And that will happen, when the king of Israel, the promised one, takes his scepter, and God has forgiven his people, by sending the king Messiah to them. Oh! Ezekiel says so. "Mountains of Israel, grow branches and bear fruit for my people Israel, who will soon return. I will lead my people back to you, and they will have you for their own domain. I shall never again let you hear the insults of the nations." And the Psalms sing with Ethan the Ezrahite, "I have found my servant David, and anointed him with my holy oil. My hand will assist him. His enemy will not be able to do anything against him. His fortunes shall rise in my name. He will stretch his hand over the sea, and his right hand over rivers. And I will make him the firstborn, the sovereign among the kings of the earth." And Solomon sings, "He will endure like sun and moon. His empire shall stretch from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. All the kings of the earth will do him homage, all nations will become his servants. You, Messiah, because all the signs of the spirit and of the flesh are in you, all the signs given by the prophets. Alleluia to you, Son of David, King Messiah, Holy King."
"Alleluia!"
shout in chorus the others who have joined Jesus and Philip, and have heard the latter's words. And Alleluia echoes through gorges and hills. Jesus looks at them very sadly. And he replies,
"But do you not remember what David says of the Christ, and what Isaiah says of him? You are taking the sweet honey, and the inebriating wine of the prophets, but you are not considering that in order to be the King of Kings the Son of Man will have to drink violent vinegar, and dress himself with the purple of his own blood. But it is not your fault, if you do not understand. Your error in understanding is love. I would like a different love in you. But for the time being you cannot. Ages of sin are against men, preventing them from seeing the light. But the light will demolish the walls, and will enter you. Let us go."
They go back to the mule path which they had left to go up to the remote plateau, and they descend quickly towards the valley. The apostles speak to one another in low voices. Then Philip runs ahead, joining the master, and asks,
"Does not